Hello, it is Jackson, and I'm here with the people of Cirque du Soleil. How are you guys doing?
Very good.
We're doing great.
Yeah? You got a big show that starts up tonight at the Box Center?
Yes, tonight through Sunday.
7:30 show.
7:30.
Yes, please.
And what is it called, and how many years have you guys been involved?
Sure. So it's called Cirque Dreams Holidays. It's a holiday show for everybody. This is my second year doing it, but it's 11th year.
I can't believe, 11 years it's been going on. I love Cirque du Soleil. It's one of the things that my family actually goes out to, but I'm not going to lie. I was unaware that this has been going on. I can already tell they're all dressed up right now, and it looks very festive. What can you say? Because it looks like it's a Christmas show or a holiday show with Cirque du Soleil mixed in. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah. So our creator, Neil Goldberg, he created a show that is a Cirque show, kind of a Broadway-style musical, and a holiday spectacle all together.
Wow.
And we have more than 300 costumes are in the show, so kids will love it to see it.
Yeah. More than 300? How long is the show?
The show is like two and a half hours nearly.
Two and a half hours with a break in the middle? Is there an intermission?
Of course it is. Mm-hmm.
So 300, and take away that half hour intermission probably, so in like about 2 hours you're hitting 300 costumes.
Yeah,
out there.
There's 30 performers on stage, like with 20 acts, so.
Wow.
More than that, yeah.
Do you guys reuse? Like, are there costumes that were in last year's show this year, or do we go start from scratch with brand new costumes again? Because that's a lot of money.
Well, yeah, the team does a really good job of refreshing the show every year. But yeah, there's some things that are just standards. You know, we have some acts that people want to see over and over again. So yeah, of course they're going to have the same costume so that they can be recognized. Like Penguin's balancing on slippery cylinders. He's a staple for our show. So,
yeah.
But it's not
an actual penguin.
No,
but you believe it's a penguin. I've seen Cirque du Soleil. I don't want to go too far into this, but legalization of marijuana is now recreational here in Massachusetts. So, man, it's going to be a whole new Cirque du Soleil this year. These costumes right now.
Yeah, you'll have a good time.
Pretty awesome. Explain the show for us. That's for the adults. The kids will love it as well. So tell me, kind of play through the show.
Oh, actually, I'm the opening act. I'm a ringmaster, I have an act, Diablo. It's like two sticks and one net and like a yo-yo, so you spin, you make cool tricks. People are love it, so you can see like me.
Is that a skill that you had?
Like that's my kind of a skill of the show.
Did you go to school for that?
Because I was performing when I was 10 years old. Now I'm 21, so 11 years of performing in the circus.
Wow.
And my family was also in the circus generation, and I'm a third one. So I used to perform all my life, you know?
Yeah.
So probably that's my skill to
How
perform.
Long have you been a part of the Cirque du Soleil? Because this is the big league.
For like six, 7 years probably. Yeah.
What was that like when you found out you were going to be a part of this production?
I was really excited, but I was little. I was like 13, 12 years old, so I would be like, yo, let's go to America. Let's go to
So you're still being a kid, but you were part
of
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, but still coming here every year.
Wow.
And I really enjoy it.
That's cool. How about yourself?
I'm a singer in the show.
Okay.
Yeah, so singer, dancer, kind of. We kind of help out all of the other acts. You know, we're there to kind of just enhance what's happening on stage, because these people have trained their entire lives to do some crazy things with their bodies, and like you can't help but to watch them. So we really just like fill in the stage, and then we have our moments to shine as well. But it's been an awesome show.
We were talking about right before you guys came in, like one of the things that I think Cirque du Soleil and circus is doing in general so well is, like, you, they'll take your eye away and we'll be looking at you for a second, not even realizing everything changes.
Everything.
Before you even realize it, then boom, something else is going on over here, and it's so captivating. I think Cirque du Soleil has always done the best job to me at keeping my attention, and my kids. Like, really cool. So, what dates are the shows going on? It's today through Sunday?
Today through Sunday. So, we have one show at 7:30 every single night, and then on Saturday we have three shows.
Yeah.
So plenty of time to come catch us, and then
lots
two
of
on
colors.
Sunday. Yes, lots of colors.
You should see. We got to get a picture. I got to take a picture so I can get you guys. But I love the hat. And this is crazy.
It's a subtle Tuesday look.
Is this what you normally? That's funny. All right, cool. We're going to get this up there. You can get tickets right now at boxcenter.org, or you can call 866-348-9738 at the Box Center. It's going down. Big holiday show. So thank you guys for coming.
Appreciate our pleasure.
Thank you. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.